This is Lewiston, Utah Library Board. What's today?
March 5th.
All right, well, we welcome Jason. It's great to have you here, and Hayden, welcome. We just need to approve the agenda minutes from last month. Everybody got a hand on that, so can we go to that quickly? Address board discussions in just a minute, but if you had anything you want to bring to the table, because this is a specific program we're talking about, right? With the with the library program. So we'll get to it in a minute in the actual program. But other than that, I didn't know if you had anything else you wanted to say.
No. Okay.
Excellent. All right, we'll get to that then in just a second. Okay, so it's on to city business. And sounds like we've got Jason on the docket for voting soon. Hopefully, Brady. And that's the paperwork that changes.
I think that's a separate, I think that's board training. Is open and public meetings training a different one?
And your last name again? Oh, he's a tall guy.
Is there a deadline for this, or just like sometime?
I'll check with everybody when we get in next month, hopefully, and
someone has to do it.
Anything else you say? Let's go ahead and need to elect select officers. Following the chair.
That is genius. She would be a great addition to the board. She would be a great chair for the board. But I found this in the county, Virginia Tech. She's other the county offices and stuff, and so she understands keeping and having a call of this great stuff that we're doing for everything running. And so Tova had a chance to reach out to her and talk to her, and I also spoke with her today. And she would be more than happy and excited to help. And she's just from the time I reached out to her this afternoon, she already replied back. She's already seen all the runs of stuff. Yeah, she helped set up Virginia Tech's library. She is very yes.
And she's a Lewiston resident.
Yes.
Okay. I love that.
So she does have a surgery scheduled on the 8th of this month. And so she goes, well, how long would it be enough to use for, you know, a few weeks or even a month? And I said, well, that by the time if we decide as a board to have a joy, we have to go to the city council, and the city council has to approve that. That will happen later in the month. I'm like, you're looking at before you can even be on the board, before we can even have you be the chair or something like that. So she's like, oh, okay, well. She goes, yeah, I can. She goes, I would be more than happy to help. And then since I got to her, I've got two texts, and she had all these different links, and like, here's all the links for free training from the state for board members so they understand their roles. And that might be an option. I definitely.
And it takes the pressure off me.
And I'm not saying, I'm sure there's plenty of capable individuals in there. I'm just saying that is an option to make their work a little lighter.
I love that.
In the military, and so she's, you know, she's by herself, and she's more than capable of food, so she really dedicates her energy.
That's
what
awesome.
She needs
people to have a little more freedom from work and everything else.
Yeah, and so.
I think her understanding
is really important. Yeah, she understands. rates out there that like we have a grant currently for $6,000, and it's no problem. She's like, okay, I'm gonna make sure like the server's 20 to 5 minutes and 30, like she gotta go.
Sarah wants to hire her, right?
Thank you, Tova.
Something as far as the budget. So the children and teen grant, the spending ended on March 1st. And I got all of it used, the $3,000. And I have all of the, so once they ship all of the books, then I can get the invoices and compile them and get them to Able. So it's probably not quite updated yet.
Okay.
So there's a bunch that has been ordered in February that I'll get to. It. But that's been done.
What grant was that?
It was from the state library. It was a children and teen book enhancement grant. So just ordering children, junior, and teen books. So yeah, we've got a lot of new ones and a lot of new ones coming. And then I'll compile the invoices and send them for reimbursement. And I have to, I'm on top of all that. So but as far as like book budgets and everything, as far as I know, we're on the track.
You got one major thing.
You can coast on that for.
Here to kind of explain the rules. I don't have to go through all of them.
my goodness.
The way it works with Dungeons and Dragons is a role-playing game based on imagination mostly. You don't need much books. They're good, but most of the stuff's online now. I just prefer physical copies. I've got dice that you need. These are kind of how things work throughout the storyline that determine what happens. An adventure. Get a group of friends together, you create characters, you go on adventures. That one's kind of old. I need to find it. And so what this is for is you, you drop things out. You use this. So say this is like a character, you can have little minifigures. Some people use Lego, you can use whatever. So this will be your character, and they're able to interact with things on the map. So this is mostly used for combat situations, so you can keep track of everything and what's going on, keep track of your player's movement speed and everything that's happening. So yeah, what you do is I have a bunch of markers, draw stuff on, so the players can kind of get a bird's eye view, and then I can control and make decisions about what's happening. But yeah, generally this is mostly used in certain scenarios. If your players are just out traveling to somewhere, explain to them what's happening, and then if something does happen that requires them to be able to physically see what's going on, you know, put this down, draw it out, and then erase it once you're done with it. Yeah, that's pretty much how that works. Yeah.
You would be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make you the dungeon master?
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, the dungeon master has a book. This is the rules for us. It's really important because no one can remember everything. And even though they're rules, they're flexible. So if you want to create something or do something that you're not supposed to, well, that doesn't really exist. You can do whatever you want. So if, like, for example, there's a lot of different things. Some players like to keep track of everything that players do, how much food they have, how much ammunition they have for, like, bows and stuff. That's usually for more experienced players. A lot of new people, we just kind of say that they have enough food, they have enough arrows and whatever, and just kind of play through. So it's all very, like, customizable. If you want a more immersive experience, you can really go into depth on details on everything. Like, you know, how far your players can travel in a day. Certain different things like that. So it's all pretty much what you want. And then you have Player's Handbook. This is for your players. Do they have any questions? Let's see. Right. So yeah, character creation. This gives you an example of how to create a warlock character. Everything you need to know. And let's see if I can find that this should have something.
And is it similar enough for elementary kids to play, like,
oh, yeah.
For, like, I know.
Can simplify things. That makes it a lot easier, but it is really easy to understand. It's the DM's job pretty much to tell a story, so they kind of guide things through. So if you're, say you have someone who's really young, not really good at reading, you just help them out. Explain things. So I play with my friends, and I play with my friends' nephews. They're pretty young. I would help them up to play. And yeah, we can kind of create whatever if you just want to work together.
What's the target audience that we're trying to
anybody young youth to adult
even. I have friends of playing and they're like in their 40s I think.
Yeah, I know Brady said he was interested in learning, so
it used to be kind of like a really niche thing for people that didn't really feel included. Could they get together, play a game, have other people cooperate, you know, do something like that. But since I know the world's kind of changed and people are just accepted for being who they are now, it's become way more widespread.
Right. Well, we've had some big
Stranger Things.
Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful role they post every week or whatever they're playing.
Yeah, they've made a career out of it too. And they, yeah.
So do we want to do this like in replacement of game night, right? That's what we've been talking about.
So where you're the dungeon master, I think that would kind of sort of be up to you, like what nights you're available,
mm-hmm.
or what night of the week or when you kind of want to do it. Do you have thoughts on that?
I mean, Thursday's usually really often for me.
Thursday?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So I'm living at my parents' while they're on the mission, and they're getting home in April. Yeah. Soon, right?
Yeah.
And so once they're back, I'll probably be looking for another job, but I'll still be here.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so I should have hopefully, I don't know, see how things go. Probably have a little bit more free time, so I won't be taking care of everything.
Yeah.
How long do you want your sessions to be here? 3 hours is pretty good.
3 hours?
So, yeah, because you want to kind of balance it. You don't want to obviously go for too long. So it is really fun. I play for 8 hours. I play before 8 and 4.
So are you thinking, like, every week, once a month, every week?
It depends. If it's kids, their structures usually, you know, have a much more structured schedule, and once a week might be more possible.
Mm-hmm.
But if we have, like, older people participating, once a month might be easier.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes with me and my friends, it's once every couple months or just whatever we can make it work.
Mm-hmm.
So,
quick question. So, is it like a group? Do you start with like a group of people and then you have to like stay with that same group consistently? Or is it something that like people can kind of come in and out?
You can come in and out. It does make it a bit more difficult. It just depends on the type of story you're playing. It is best if you have like the same people there because then they understand what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, stories can take years. Or depending on how often that you meet. So
okay.
I'd say most generally the last, I don't know, 10, 20 sessions.
Okay.
It kind of depends. There are certain stories that are like this one I have here. This one, the book doesn't look that big, but it takes a long time to get through this. Generally the rate is you want your players to achieve 3 things every hour. It doesn't sound like a lot, but with how the game works, it takes a lot to get things done.
Okay.
So especially with, you have 6 people playing, and they each take their turns doing things, going around the table. And then also usually if they know something's going to happen, they'll spend a lot of time discussing and planning, trying to, you know, get ready for whatever's going to happen. And then usually things fall apart and you just go from there. That's actually really fun.
Okay.
And then all of these things too are available online. So you've got one thing that the players do need. They need dice. I have quite a few sets, so it should be good.
So they need to bring their own dice.
Mm-hmm. It's called, so you have a set of different types. So you just need a set of dice. You have your D20. 12, 10, another 10, 4, 8, and 6.
Okay, so the question is, say, bring it if you have them, otherwise maybe we could have a couple sets here just in case they don't have any.
Yeah, these are really cheap too. I mean, you can, if you really like them, you can go really expensive and get some really cool stuff, or you can just, you know, go online and buy a set for like a few bucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, any sort of trying it out. Mm-hmm. I can say for there, like if you have them, if not, you can just show up and kind of just learn.
And what day would you start? You said the second week in April?
Second or third, whichever. No, I don't have my schedule that far out. I just know my parents are home and that obviously should give me more free time.
Mm-hmm.
because yeah, the biggest thing is taking my time or work. And I have great family stuff. Yeah, I try and walk him 4 miles every day. So, and he sniffs everything. Thanks for having me.
So, April, what day?
I think 16th is good.
Okay.
Okay. And yeah,
can I get your picture before you leave? So
yeah, sure.
You can like put it out on social media and make it look, and you can hold up the books.
Yeah.
Also, would you mind writing down like your name and phone number?
Oh,
you are 25. That's great.
Yeah, and I'll need there's something called a character sheet. Probably in the afternoon. I only work till like 6 o'clock. So anytime after that would be fine.
Would it be a problem having them do that the lunch
hour? No, I don't think so. I'll just have to check. Like, would it be something where we need to have like me or like a staff member here, or a board member? Yeah.
Somebody with keys.
Yeah. We've got an extra set of keys for the board chair, and I'm sure Abel and Chris can get a set of keys for whoever comes consistently. Because I usually work Thursdays till 7, but I don't know. I would like to join and do it, but
no, I don't think it's fair to ask you to.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I think it would be fun. I think it'd be fun.
And if you wanted to play, that's one thing, but we're not going to ask you to stay.
Yeah.
Then
it would be great if we did it on Thursdays, as long as there's somebody here that can walk out.
Let's trade off. Like,
so you end up getting Brady.
This was his brainchild anyways, wasn't it?
Yeah. Awesome. So, yeah, we can just post.
And we can discuss next month, too, But, yeah, we can start posting. Probably what we'll need to post then, too, is, I mean, if we could get maybe even just a link or something to some cheap dice if people wanted to get their own stuff. That probably would be a good thing to provide as well.
Amazon, there's a set here for 6 packs, so that's 6 total for each type, and it's $11.
That's way cheap.
And there's a lot of different options too. Cool. Or you can always just go on eBay and get someone to use that. There's a lot of different ways to get them. And everything's available online. Too, usually the first session with the new group, if they've never played before. There isn't a lot going on. It's mostly helping them with character creation, because there's a lot you have to understand there, and you want them to like make something they'll have fun with, which they can change at any time. So if you have somebody who's playing a spellcaster and they hate it, you can have them change it to something that's more like physical or whatever.
Sure.
Thank you.
Love it. Thank you so much, Aiden. It's gonna be awesome. Appreciate your willingness.
Oh yeah, no worries.
So posting about D&D, I feel like we maybe should get something posted on Facebook and Instagram soon, so people can get the word out about it. Yeah. And I can print off like a flyer or something and hang it on the board and put it.
Anything else, Phil?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I think that's good. Cool beans. onto library.
Okay. We have quite a few events going on this month. So we have, so March is Women's History Month, and we're working with the Utah State Historical Society. They reached out and wanted to work with us and host like a book night. So it's for a book called Refuge. So if you want to take one of these, it's just the info about it. It's on the 26th, I believe. And I was wondering if maybe one of you might be willing to help just that night. Because I'll be here, and it's basically, we're just, if anyone wants to read the book, and then it's just like a free event, we're just going to have some, there's like some free bookmarks, and we're just going to have some snacks, and just basically like a discussion. It's like a little book club night.
And
what's
that?
Okay, that'd be awesome. Yeah, just maybe one more person. Yeah, we've got copies right there, so I'll check them out if you want. Yeah, it's a good book. I really like it. But yeah, if you're willing to just come that night and kind of help facilitate the discussion and things, that would be awesome. Yeah, I was thinking, I'm not sure, maybe snacks either just like, I have a bookmark that the Utah State Historical Society sent to hand out, but I was thinking, I don't know, maybe do some cookies or something.
Yeah,
maybe bring,
to,
I don't know,
something I can,
cookies or
can I bring it
something. Sure, yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah, and I can bring something too, just something small, because it doesn't need to be a big to do, just a little, yeah, honestly, anything goes. Yeah, so there's that, and then we also have a in-and-out reading program. It's called Cover to Cover, and it's for kids ages 4 to 12. It starts on Saturday, and they can just come in and pick up a reading log, and for every 5 books for 300 minutes they read, they can earn a card for a free cheeseburger and a hamburger. So, and that goes until April 18th. So I've got like flyers up around and I've posted about it. But you can take that if you want to. And we have a ton. They sent me like hundreds of cards. So
nice.
We want to get as many people as we can to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun and it's free. So.
Yep.
So yeah, that is the second thing this month. And let's see. We will be closing April 27th and 28th, because we're working on, so I've been doing a lot of meetings and trainings to switch over to the new system. It's called COHA and Aspen. So at the end of March, we'll have like basically a test environment set up so that I can start training on that and training my staff. And then our go live date is April 29th. So the 2 days, and I believe that's a Wednesday. So the 27th and 28th, we will need to be closed just to give us a little bit of a buffer time to move over all of the data and everything to our new system. So just a heads up, we're closed those 2 days. And yeah, hopefully it will go well with that. I've been doing a ton of meetings and yeah, it's been a lot because I'm just barely learning Destiny and now we're changing everything. But it'll be good. We'll have a month to train and learn it. So, I did have a question about the book sale because I'm new. I don't know how that's been done in the past. I've heard it's been in April in years past. But I'm not sure how that's been run. Like, what pricing is. We had a lot of books this year. So is April the month that they usually do that? Okay. So that is one thing. There are about 70 boxes full of books from the last 20 to 30 years in the back storage room that need to be gone through. I think a lot of them we can probably get rid of or donate because they've just been back there forever and ever and ever. And there's a lot of ones that are really old or in bad condition. So that is something that will need to be done. If we want to do the books in April, I'm going to need help with that. Because I'm like, I'm overloaded. Like, I'm...
What would happen if we, you know, the 4th of July, we take them over and put a little pavilion up? You have, even if you're selling them for cheap, you have 20,000 people coming to town.
Our only concern is just who can manage the whole time.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
A lot of us won't be here. I won't be here either.
I'm great with just kind of doing like a passive one, but the only thing is if April's coming up fast. So if we're going to do it in April, that's something that I will really need help with. So like I think I need help just kind of going through boxes in the back because I'm pretty maxed out right now with getting all the stuff moved over. So. End of March is when
the start training.
When we start training. I have meetings. I have like so many meetings already. But when I have to start kind of training the staff on that. So I'm great to do it in April, but I'm feeling.
When would you prefer to do it?
We don't have to do it in April. Let's just put spring.
Well, if you guys are willing to come and help sort through boxes of books in the back, that's what I really need help with because I just don't have time to do that at all. And we just have like boxes and boxes and boxes in the back that need to be, I don't know, kind of gone through and putting like put stuff out, organize things. I just do not have time for that right now. And so if it's something that I think I need to push it off later until May, June. But if I can get some help with like going through boxes and sorting things and setting that up, then we could maybe still do it in the end of March or April. I just don't really have. Well, and that's the thing is we have a ton of books. We have a ton of little kids, a ton of juniors, but it's all just like kind of jumbled in boxes in the back. So that's the main thing is.
So when you say sort, are you wanting to categorize? What are you saying? What's the plan? Little kids,
juniors. Maybe, or just pull out the ones that are sellable and get rid of them.
Is there a surprise sometimes when they're out there? I'm like,
That's the main thing. It's just like just going through all the boxes of that, pulling out the ones that can be sold, and then getting rid of the rest. Because I do not have time to do that right now. And we did talk about kind of just having like a table set up, just like an ongoing book sale all the time, which I'm great with. But which I think would be great. So yeah, I don't have the capacity to go through and sort all the boxes in the back right now. So. Yeah, if you guys are willing to help with that, it would be amazing. And then, what pricing do you want to get for that? I think that's a
quarter. If you want to get rid of that, yeah. Yeah.
Make it
dirt cheap,
yeah.
Buying from paperbacks and, you know, some books.
Yeah, because they're more reverted than anything else. Yeah, because our storage room is like full. So.
Speaking of, do you guys need more boxes? Angie's been getting boxes. I
think we're okay for now. I'll let you know if we need more in the future. But thank you. Okay, so 25 cents for hard cover. Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Guys.
Thank you.
I do have one more question. Okay, so for the new system, they've got like an automatic noticing system. So 7 days, I think, after the books are due, they'll send out your first notice. And then I'm going to say 14 days, they'll send out a second notice, hey, your books are overdue. And then at some point, they send out like a final notice. And then if the books are, they'll like eventually mark them as lost and automatically charge the patron's account for the amount of that book. So during meetings, all of the libraries are kind of doing it differently. I know that Smithfield automatically will charge for like the cost of the book after, I want to say, a couple months. I think Newton is like a 6 month period, but I wanted to see what you guys think about that, if we, because that's something they're wanting me to decide as we're kind of setting up the new system, is when to send out the final notice, and if we want to automatically charge like the patron's account for the cost of the book, if it's, you know, just gone if they never checked it back in, and how long that time period is. I want to know what you guys think.
So they get, how many notes they get to notice the guest?
I want to say 7 days, 14 days, and then the third one, the final notice is when they'll charge their amount, but that's up to us. I mean, if we want to charge them, and when. So.
I don't
hear
anything about, like,
the late fees.
We're still charging for the books.
And if they do bring it back, like, that's something that we can refund, unless they've already paid, right? Like, if they've already brought a check and that's kind of gone through, then we'll just say, keep the book. But if there's, like, a charge on their account and they bring back the book, we can just clear that. But I want to know what you guys think.
You mean, like, the charge would be, okay, you want to check out a book that looks like that. So until you pay your fee,
until you pay that,
then you can't take the book.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Book.
Yeah. And I'm not sure if it would be maybe blocked from checking out more books, or they would just have this charge on their account, like a fine, per se.
Probably blocked. I think they better block.
Is it blocked?
Yeah, okay. Just get, if it's in a season,
just
let it know. I mean, I have to
call
me else. This was back when I just started.
Yeah, so I know Newton changed it to, I think, 6 months. If they don't bring it back in 6 months, then it'll automatically charge them. But to me, that feels like, a long time. And also, 14, and then 6 months go by and then you're charged. That feels like
a
but 2 weeks. But you can. You can
so the 7 days is beyond the 2 weeks.
Like beyond the last 2 days, if they haven't renewed it.
So it's like I booked with you today and I didn't bring it back, that's 7 days past days that I get the first reminder.
Mm-hmm. And then the 14 days you get a second reminder.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just need to decide when the third reminder and charge goes onto their account.
So when they have
the book, 30 days. Paid or returned?
Oh, no, I need it first. I was just pitching the first.
Yeah. Okay, thank you guys.
Okay, wait just a minute.
Oh, what's
that? We do all the. Yes.
Yeah.
She's not ready for me
that. Yes. Okay, so let me just read this. Board members agreed we should block an account if a book remains missing and not allow more books to be checked out after a final notice of 30 days?
Final notice 30 days after the due date.
30 days.
After 30 days after the 14-day notice.
Oh, after the 14-day notice. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Board members agreed we should block an account if a book remains missing and not allow more books to be checked out 30 days after the final notice is issued. The final notice is issued 14 days after the due date.
I think it's not returned instead of gone missing.
Is not.
And what it'll charge is just when we catalog the books, so when we first get them, when the woman usually does it, she'll go in and you just put the book's price in with the book record, and so it'll just automatically charge what we paid for the book. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's vote one more time. Do I have a motion? First motion?
I'm motion.
Okay, you motion in a second. I'll second. Julia? Okay, all in favor?
Awesome, thank you guys. And one more thing, it's a lot this month, but there's been some interest in doing like a monthly or every other weekly kind of scrapbooking get together on Saturdays. And Angie was kind of wanting to hit that up, and she said she's got enough supplies for the whole town of Williston to scrapbook for years.
And she does.
And so I said, that's wonderful, that's great. So just a heads up, I think that's something that we will try to start, and she's kind of wanting to be in charge of that.
Excellent.
So.
Who was it, Angie?
Angie. Mm-hmm. Angie Sittler. And I think she might just start with one or two Saturdays scheduled and see how interest is, and then going forward we can decide if it's
a monthly thing.
Let me
check.
And I will, I'll post about this one on Facebook and on the website. So, yeah, just a heads up. That's probably the more events, the better. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that is all I have. 1 to 3 o'clock. So, spread the word. Anyone you know, like, scrapbooking or even like card making or just wants to come and socialize.
You need to run.
We're not here.
We're good.
We're doing it. Okay. Sarah's still with us. All right. Anything else we need to go to yet? Did you get your website up yet?
The website.
Your art.
No.
See your art.
I do have an Instagram though.
Well, I just think it'd be great that if we do decide, I have kids on the docket for tonight's talk, but if we do decide. Skills
and
some programs or events. I want to see the website. So.
Yes, I need to get that back up and running. I've been very busy, but I will eventually.
Okay. Anything else we need to talk about? Anything I messed up, screwed
up, forgot? Okay. I'm
just
going to plug
in
again for the house. Okay. So we're thinking about that and then getting some things going on that. I think it's a question if you've got flyers or handouts or posts or anything, just let me know. But then I can check the one. I guess so.
You can send out the email to you. Okay. So, who motions?
Me.
Do you want to motion to adjourn? Do I have a second? 12 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all. Oh, that was a good
one. That was awesome. Thank you.